Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shyone.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Om Sahanavatu. సహనో భునక్తు సహ వీర్యం కరవావహై తేజస్వినావధీతమస్తుమా విద్విషావహై ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. ద్వితీయ అధ్యాయ గత పదార్థాన్ విభజతే. ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ వి ఆర్ నో వాట్ ఇట్ డీల్స్ విత్. సో ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ వాట్ సమన్వయ అవిరోధౌ ద్వౌ సాధనం చ ఫలం తథా. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ హి సెడ్. సమన్వయ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్. దెన్ అవిరోధ నాన్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ద్వితీయ స్మృతిర్కాభ్యాం అవిరోధోన్యదుష్టత భూత భోక్తృశ్రుతేర్లింగ శ్రుతేరప్యవిరుద్ధత. ద్వితీయే ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ద్వితీయే స్మృతితర్కాభ్యాం అవిరోధ అన్య దుష్టత భూత భోక్తృ శ్రుతే లింగ శ్రుతే అపి అవిరుద్ధత. ద్వితీయే ఇన్ ది సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ స్మృతి తర్కాభ్యాం, స్మృతి అండ్ లాజిక్, అమంగ్ దెమ్ త్రుది స్మృతి అండ్ లాజిక్ అవిరోధ నాన్ కాంట్రడిక్షన్ ఇస్ ప్రూవన్. Non-contradiction with the Shruti is proven through the Smriti and the logic. And Anya Dushtata means others, the way other systems are, they are wrong. The other philosophies, they are wrong. That is also proven in the second chapter. Bhoota Bhoktru Shrutehe Lingam. Bhoota Shruti and Bhoktru Shruti, Linga Shruti, these Shrutis are also discussed. What is Bhoota Shruti, what is Bhoktru Shruti, what is Linga Shruti, we will see that in detail when we come there. Api Aviruddhata, they are also not contradictory, he says. Prathama Pade, Sankhya Yoga Kanadadi Smriti Bihi Sankhyadi Praikta Tarkaischa Virodaha Vedanta Samanvayasya Parihrataha. In the first pada, Sankhya Yoga Kanadi Smriti Bihi, the Smritis, through the Smritis and the logic, of the Smritis and the logic, the contradictions are negated. The Smritis are Sankhya, Yoga and Kanada. So, whatever they present, their logic, that is negated, which is Sankhyadi Prayukta Tarkaischa, and the logic they are presenting, they also Virodaha, the contradiction, Vedanta Samanvayasya Parihrataha. So, they say this is similar to Vedanta in this way, that way. No. Because there is this famous statement, all path lead to the same goal. It's not right. That kind of idea if you have, they are negated in the second pada, first pada of the second chapter. Then dvitiya pada and the second pada, sankhyadi matanam dushtattvam darshitam. The logic they use or the teaching, their teaching, sankhya etc., their teaching is totally wrong. That is also negated. The first and second pada, the total sankhya system and the other systems are negated. Then the third tritiya pade, purubhagena panchamahabhuta shrutinam paraspara virodha parihrataha. Purubhagena, in the first part, panchamahabhuta shrutinam, the five elements, major elements, the Shrutis which discuss about the five major elements, their contradiction to the other Shrutis are negated. And uttrabhagena jiva shrutinam, the contradiction about the jiva, the Shruti which says about jiva, which seems to be contradictory, they are negated. Those contradictions are negated. And chaturtha pada, in the fourth pada, linga sharira shruti nam virodha pariharaha. Linga sharira shruti nam, the contradiction about the linga sharira, the shruti which seemingly contradicts the knowledge about linga sharira, that is negated. Now, Tritiya Adhyaya Gata Padarthan Vibhajate. The third chapter, what is the content of the third chapter? First pada, second pada, third pada and fourth pada. Sadhanam. Third pada is, third adhyaya is sadhanam. So that is discussed. The means. Tritiye virastit viratistattvam padarthaparishodhanam gunopasamhrute jnana vahirangadi sadhanam. Tritiye viratihi tattvam padartha parishodhanam guna upasamhrutihi jnana bahiranga bahirangadi sadhanam. Tritiye, in the third chapter, viratihi, viratihi means vairagya. The dispassion is explicitly, very clearly presented. And tattvam padartha parishodhanam, and the tat and tvam padartha, they are inquired upon. What is the meaning of the real meaning of tat? What is the real meaning of tvam? This is inquired upon. Then guna upasamhrutihi. Then all the gunas, they are concluded, they are brought in this self. That also, and the means guna upasamhruti, different gunas, different day he'll talk about this guna, that guna, they all in this only we'll bring it. And jnana samhruti, jnana bahiranga adi sadhanam, antaranga and bahiranga. See, both the antaranga and bahiranga sadhanas, the antaranga, the inner means, the inner limbs, and the bahiranga, the external limbs, they are discussed in a detailed way. Prathampade jivasya paraloka gamanagamane vicharya vairagyam nirupitam. The first pada, vairagya, dispassion is proven. How do you prove dispassion? How? By showing the heaven, etc., the world which you gain through the good karmas, the beautiful worlds, they are all useless. Because you will come back to this world. So, they are all temporary worlds only. The experience you gain there also is temporary. By showing this, the experiences of those worlds are negated. So, they are temporary. Therefore, you are given vairagya. Dvitiya pade purubhagena tvampadartha shoditaha uttarabhagena tatpadartha. The second pada of the third chapter, the first part, the tvampadartha, you, that is discussed. Tat tvam asi, that you are. So in that, tvam, you, is discussed in the first part. The second part, that self, that Brahman, that Ishvara is discussed upon. So then Tritiya Pade, in the third pada, Saguna Vidyasu Guna Upasamhara Nirupitaha. The third pada, in the Saguna Upasana, we have Saguna Upasana, the meditation upon the God with attributes, the attributed Brahman. So in the meditation upon the attributed Brahman, the attributes differ in different places. The same upasana is given in one place, in another Upanishad, in another Veda, the same upasana is said. But the gunas which are said here are not said there. Some extra gunas are said there, or some gunas are dropped. Now, during the meditation, should you bring that gunas or not? That is the discussion. Adhikasya adhikam phalam. The more attributes you gain, the more better it is. So you add, that is the idea there. Then nirgune brahmane apunarakta dosha apunarakta pada upasamharascha. And in the nirguna brahma apunarakta pada upasamharascha, again and again there is repetition, that is punarukti. And the non repeated padas, that is also, we'll discuss that. That is also, the samanvaya of that also, conclusion of that also is done. Why it is not repeated that way. Chatutha pada, in the fourth pada, nirguna jnanasya vairanga sadhana bhuta bhutani ashrama jnanadi ashrama yajnadini अंतरंग साधन भूत शमतमा निविधिध्यासनादीनी च निरूपितानि एंड इन द फोर्थ पादा ऑफ द थर्ड चैप्टर निर्गुण ज्ञानस्य फॉर द निर्गुण ज्ञान एट्रिब्यूटलेस नॉलेज द नॉलेज ऑफ द एट्रिब्यूटलेस सेल्फ बहिरंग साधन भूतानि आश्रम यज्ञादीनि द एक्सटर्नल साधनास द मीन्स व्हाट आर दे ashrama, which ashrama do you belong to? The varna and ashrama. They and yajna etc. They are discussed. They are useful. They are in what way they are useful. These things are discussed. The external sadhanas. Then the internal sadhanas. Antaranga sadhana bhuta. The internal sadhanas. What are they? Shama damadini. Control of your sense organs. Control of your mind etc. They are also discussed. నిధిధ్యాసనాదిని అండ్ విత్ ఇట్ ది మెడిటేషన్ అపాన్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో డిస్కస్డ్ చ నిరూపితాని దీస్ ఆర్ ప్రూవెన్ దేర్ చతుర్థాధ్యాయ గత పదార్థాన్ విభజతే ది ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ వాట్ ఇస్ ది టాపిక్ ఆఫ్ ఫోర్త్ చాప్టర్ ఫలం రిజల్ట్ సో వాట్ ఇస్ ది డిస్కషన్ దేర్ చతుర్థే జీవతో ముక్తి ఉత్క్రాంతేర్గతిరుత్తర బ్రహ్మ ప్రాప్తి బ్రహ్మలోకౌ ఇతి పదార్థ సంగ్రహ చతుర్థే జీవతో ముక్తి ఉత్క్రాంతేర్గతిరుత్తర దెన్ బ్రహ్మ ప్రాప్తి బ్రహ్మలోకౌ ఇతి పదార్థ సంగ్రహ चतुर्थे इन दी फोर्थ जीवतो मुक्ति जीवन मुक्ति व्हेन वन नोज दिस वन गेन्स दिस नॉलेज वन नोज दिस ट्रूथ ऑफ द सेल्फ ही इज वेरीली द ब्रह्मन दैट पर्सन इज रिलीज्ड फ्रॉम द बॉन्डेज हियर एंड नाउ देयर इज नोवेयर ही गोज टू रियलाइज ही रियलाइजेस द सेल्फ हियर एंड नाउ दैट जीवन मुक्ति while living itself being released from the bondage is explained and then utkrantehe gatihi uttara and utkrante gatihi when this fellow he does this karma or he meditates upon the self what is the gati dhuma loka archi loka these ways they are also the gatis are also explained what are the lokas he will cross through these things are all explained in detail discussed in detail brahma prapti brahma lokau iti what is the gati what will he achieve if he meditates upon the nirguna brahman if the meditator meditates upon the nirguna brahman he will attain the brahman if he meditates upon the saguna brahman he will go to that brahma loka so that is discussed there padartha sangraha this is the essence of the padas okay prathama pade shravanadi avrutya nirgunam upasanaya sagunam va brahma sakshakritya jivataha papa punnya lepa vinasha lakshana mukti abhita shravanadi avrutya through the shravana etc repeating avruti means through repeating this shravana listening to the shastra nirguna upasanaya meditating upon the nirguna attributeless self saganam va brahma or meditating upon the attributed self sakshat krutya and gaining the vision of that Ishvara which you are meditating upon then because of that vision jivataha while living itself papa punya lepa vinasha lakshana he will get rid of this papa and punya even if he gains the vision of the deity and mukti avita because of that he will be released if he gains the vision of the deity he will gain krama mukti if he gains the knowledge of the self here itself here and now dvitiya pade in the second part mriyamanasya utkranti prakaro nirupitah one who dies what is the path he travels through that is discussed in the second part of the fourth chapter थर्ड पार्ट तृतीय पादे सगण विदो मृतस्य उत्तर मार्गो अभिहितः द पर्सन हु गेन्स द नॉलेज ऑफ सगण ब्रह्मन द हु डस मेडिटेशन अपॉन द सगण ब्रह्मन ही ट्रेवल्स थ्रू द उत्तर मार्ग नॉट दक्षिण मार्ग सो दट उत्तर मार्ग इज डिस्कस्ड उत्तर भागेन सगण ब्रह्म विदो ब्रह्मलोके स्थिति निरूपिता एंड इन द सेकेंड पार्ट द फर्स्ट पार्ट नो चतुर्थ पादे पूर्व भागेन निर्गुण ब्रह्म विदो विदेह कैवल्य प्राप्ति रविता उत्तर भागेन सगण ब्रह्म विदो ब्रह्मलोके स्थिति निरूपिता चतुर्थ पादे इन द फोर्थ पार्ट देर आर टू पार्ट फर्स्ट पार्ट एंड द सेकेंड पार्ट इन द फर्स्ट पार्ट the previous part nirguna brahma vidho the person who gains the knowledge of the self nirguna attribute less for him videha kaivalya praptir abhita if he gains if he is not established but he has the knowledge of the self then he gains the videha kaivalya means once his body drops off he will be established in the self he will not be different from the self that is explained but if he is meditator on ishvara if he meditates upon the attribute itself then what happens uttrabhagena saguna brahma vidho brahma loke sthiti nirupita that person will go to that loka of the deity which he meditates upon and he will be established there that is and he should have to study this shastra bhamati probably there also and again he will gain release from that loka when that deity of that loka gains release he will also gain release from within evam varathaha sangrihitah in this way the essence of each pada is compiled here okay santu evam shastra adhyaya pada pratipadya arthah kim tada ityatah fine okay you have proven what is the essence of the chapter what is the meaning of the chapter what is the meaning of each what does the Pada discuss upon everything is fine. What is the use? He says, "Artha kim tata ityaha." What is the use? Uhitva sangati stisraha tathava antara sangatihi uhet akshepa drishtanta pratyudaharanadikah. Uhitva sangatihi tisraha tatha avantara sangatihi uhet akshep drishtant pratyudaharanadika uhitva okay uhitva by guessing by logic uhitva uhastarke using logic sangati gaining the knowledge of the sangati tisraha the three types what ऊहेत आक्षेप दृष्टांत प्रत्युदाहरणादिक आक्षेप प्रत्युद आक्षेप दृष्टांत एंड प्रत्युदाहरण दीज थिंग्स दीज संगतिस दीज आर अवांतर संगतिस दीज शुड ऑल्सो बी लॉजिकली अंडरस्टूड फर्स्ट यू थ्रू लॉजिक यू अंडरस्टैंड दी मेन संगति एंड थ्रू दैट दी अवांतर संगतिस avantri the secondary the primary sangati the primary topic you understand of the chapter of the pada now through logic you understand the secondary meaning of the pada etc of the pada of the topic of in the pada that also you can understand tadyatha how do I do how should I apply this logic I'll explain that also ikshati adhikarane There is this adhikarana called ikshati adhikarana, where the shruti is tadaikshata iti vakyam pradhana param brahma paramba tadaikshata that brahm that saw that opened its eyes and it saw then it decided bahusyam prajayeya let ekoham bahusyama I am one let me become manifold this way it decided tad aikshata it saw tad that saw who what is this so vakyam this vakya does it refer to the pradhana or the brahma pradhana which is the prakriti of sankhyans or does it refer to the brahman self of the vedantins of everyone iti va so this is the discussion there iti vicharite this is the doubt there तस्य विचारस्य ब्रह्म संबंधित्वात् ब्रह्म विचार शास्त्र संगति. सो व्हाट इज द संगति? यू हैव टू आक्षेप दृष्टांत एंड प्रत्युदाहरण. दी संगति इज ऑल्सो यू हैव टू अंडरस्टैंड द मेन संगति. व्हाट इज द मेन संगति? ब्रह्म संबंधित्वा. द इंक्वायरी इज अपॉन द ब्रह्मन. देयरफॉर द संगति, द टॉपिक ऑफ डिस्कशन इज ब्रह्मन. That you understand. Then, Vakyam Brahmani Tatparyavat Iti Nirnayat Sanvadhyaya Sangati. Because the Sangati, the topic of the main topic of discussion in the Samanvaya Adhyaya is all the Vakyas or the Padas are directly or indirectly pointing out to Brahman only. That is understood. So that is what nirnayatva samanvaya adhyaya sangati. This is the sangati, the essence of this samanvaya adhyaya. Then ikshanasya chetane brahmani asadharanatvena spashta brahmalingatvat prasamapada sangati. And ikshati means it saw. That tata ikshata, that saw seeing cannot be done by pradhana. Why? Pradhana is jada, inert, trigunatmika. It is that which is made of sattva, rajas, tamoguna. And the gunas are inert. Therefore, pradhana is inert. Inert object cannot be the seer. So, the seer should be one who is conscious, who is sentient. So, Brahman is the sentient being, therefore Brahman is the sentient one, and consciousness, it is the essence is consciousness, therefore that is the seer.